Hola, Minervo. Life Lived Outside for February 8th, 2024. This week, we lost an irreplaceable member of the Kirby's Nursery team, Minervo. He was our longest-serving employee, and this March would have been his 21st anniversary with us. He was the hardest-working, most dedicated staff member we have ever or likely will ever have. Even just a few days now since his passing, we are already missing his presence. You may not have ever met Minervo, but if you've shopped with us over the last 20 years, he has been a part of your Kirby's experience. He unloaded delivery truck after delivery truck of plants, mulch, and soil. He may have helped you load your plants, mulch, and soil into your vehicle. If you had a tree planted by us, he probably dug the hole, planted the tree, and staked it up with precision. The planter beds in our parking lot have been beautiful and well kept because Minervo planted them and every day checked on them for water and weeds. If you enjoy the health and beauty of our plants or how nice the nursery looks day in and day out, that was because of Minervo. He wasn't just a hard worker. He was dedicated to his job and to us here at Kirby's. He didn't just do a task because someone told him to. He would see something that needed to be done and do it. And when you did ask him to do something, he took it on 110%. Over the last year, we have used this newsletter to highlight our entire team. And as a part of that highlight, I challenged each staff member to take a personality picture, not just a stuffy headshot, but a picture that captured an aspect of their personality. When it came time to get Minervo's picture, he was the most specific of anyone. He wanted his picture to be by the bed he'd planted in the parking lot, and he wanted it to include the tractor, his shovel, and have the Kirby's farmhouse in the background. It was the perfect picture. It captures his hardworking spirit, his always willing to help attitude, and his dedication to Kirby's. When his bio was written, we wrote that we cannot imagine the nursery without him. And those words ring true today more than ever. Kirby's will not be the same without him. While there are so many things that we will miss, it's the simplest that we will miss the most. When Abby and Maddie would come to the nursery and Minervo was here, they would say, "Hola, Minervo," and he would always respond, "Hola, Abigail. Hola, Madeline." It's hard to believe we will never hear that exchange again. And while we will miss him here at Kirby's, his presence will be missed even more by his wife, his children, and grandchildren. He was such a proud husband, father, and grandfather. He loved his family and always did what he thought was best to support them. But today, he tends the gardens of heaven. God couldn't ask for a more dedicated caretaker. Just as I finished writing that last line, a rainbow appeared in the sky over the field of the nursery. We'll take it as a sign that Minervo is watching us. Hola, Minervo.